What do we know about ibrutinib and myeloma to start with? I'm not sure I've heard.
It's positive. We've published our work there.
As a monotherapy?
Yeah. Yeah, with
you see responses to ibrutinib and myeloma.
Yes, it's not a knock'em sock'em signal, to be honest with you, Neil, but it's a signal that's real and continuous therapy and disease control over the long haul. So we're quite pleased, and the combination strategies that are going forward are several. There's ibrutinib plus len, which Jacob's leading, and the idea is just as you touched on, we want to get some information that could then potentially inform maintenance strategies, and then at the same time, there's ibrutinib pomalidomide being pursued, as well as other studies looking at ibrutinib and a proteasome inhibitor.
And is this ibrutinib as a BTK inhibitor or as an immune agent?
Well, essentially both. I mean, it's a BTK is the target in myeloma, obviously. But the fact is that some of its immune stabilization effects in the gut may become relevant to improving tolerability as an all-oral combination in patients over the long term with the immunomodulator backbone. So I think that there's real value to these interesting combinations of approved drugs because they can provide us real options when you're facing the continuum of challenges that we know. If you think about what targets in myeloma we're after, the genomic abnormalities, targeting and overcoming mutations, the critical role of combination therapy, very much, Neil, the evolving position and timing of transplant. And this is a very important area. And then, of course, an absolute fundamental in myeloma management now, the importance of continuous treatment. And then in terms of the research space, we're looking obviously at next generation agents that target protein degradation, not only proteasome inhibitors, but also upstream and downstream of the proteasome. And then, of course, the real breakthrough of the last couple of years, which has been the realization that restoring anti-myeloma immunity really matters and that the antibodies have led that charge. And now, of course, we have the checkpoint inhibitors and potentially also the therapeutic opportunity afforded by vaccines.